What if I told you the Bible commands you to fear government? Not the kind of fear that paralyzes you, but a holy reverence that protects society from chaos. Today, we're diving into Romans chapter 13 and discovering why God ordained government to wield the sword, punish evil, and push us towards righteousness. This will challenge everything you think about authority. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day and you're looking forward to diving into God's Word together. We are in our Governing Authority series. And if you're enjoying this, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. If you are in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us get the word out and allow people to have their hearts changed so that the public square will be changed. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you for laying the foundation each and every month so that we can have a solid ministry that has, you know, the cash flow that we need in order to be salt and light in the public square. We're equipping the church. We're equipping legislators. We're equipping grassroots activists. We are equipping so many people, and we're thankful for your financial support. Okay, so here we are in Romans chapter 13. I think we only have a couple more of these, but it says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause for evil, but for rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Okay, here's our verse. Render to all who is due them, tax to whom tax is due, we covered that. Custom to whom custom, we covered that. Fear to whom fear, all right, we're going to cover that one. And tomorrow we'll deal with honor to whom honor. All right, so fear to whom fear is due. Now think about this. We don't like to think about being afraid. We think, oh, we should have no fear. We should have, you know, all these kind of things. But in the context of what Paul is writing here, fear has come up, I don't know, three times. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior. So if the government is doing their job correctly, they're pushing us towards righteousness, that type of righteousness or right behavior that aligns with God's word, i.e., thou shalt not commit murder. If the government is pushing us towards not to commit murder, then there should be no fear if we don't murder someone. But fear for what is evil. But if we do commit murder, we should be afraid. And we should be afraid of what? We should be afraid of God himself, the ultimate judge, and government who God has entrusted to punish evil on the face of this earth. And then he says again, do you not want to have no fear of authority? He says, do what is good. And this is so important that we understand this. The role of government is to punish evil so that people will have a healthy reverence or fear of government, and that in turn will keep them from doing the wrong thing. When the court systems and when the judicial systems and when the law enforcement and the policing systems, when they all start coddling to people who do evil, commit crimes, then we end up with a society or culture that does not have a reverence for government, but simply does whatever they want, and they define whatever they want. So this fear to whom fear is really speaking in the context of government here. For it is a minister of God to you for good. So the government is to be a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what's evil, be afraid. Here we go. We have fear again. I've oftentimes talked with people about having a holy fear of God. Like, do you believe that on Judgment Day you will stand before God and give a personal account? Well, I do. It keeps me from a lot of things my flesh wants to do, my sin nature wants to do, because I know I will give an account before God. Well, the same is true that if I believe that I'm going to be pulled over, arrested, and thrown in prison for breaking the law, it's going to keep me from breaking the law. Okay? And the government is there to punish evil, to punish those who break the law. For it does not bear the sword for nothing. What do you mean it doesn't bear the sword? In other words, capital punishment and or incarceration and or whatever the rule of law is there to dissuade, instead of persuade, to dissuade people from wanting to break those laws. And we should have a reverence for that. We should have a fear of that. For it is a minister of God and an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. So if we practice evil, we should be very, very afraid. Whether that's a lifetime in prison, whether that is the death penalty, whatever that might be. If we practice evil, we should be afraid. Now, if we're practicing righteousness or doing the things that honor and glorify God, we should not be afraid. And I know many of you who are listening to this may be thinking, well, our government is asking us, or they're punishing people who do good things, and those who practice evil aren't being punished. The reality is there is a degree that it's upside down, right? And we recognize that, and we need to get back into alignment with God's word. But we see here, I think that's the fourth time about fear and afraid. Let's see if there's another one. Therefore, if it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath. Here's another. You might say negative content, wrath, but also for conscience sake. So we have both the fear of the wrath of the government and our conscience sake, our fear of God. These are intermingling. They're working together to cause righteousness to take place. And this institution by God is to be paid. That's why we pay taxes, to keep us in alignment with God's word. Does that just give you a different perspective of the government? And then it says tax to whom tax, custom to whom custom, and fear to whom fear is due. So we should fear God first and foremost. That fear should be given. I know some of you are thinking perfect love casts out all fear. It does. But we should have a reverence for him. We should be self-examining whether or not allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sins. And then we should have a reverence or fear of government. And that should be a holy fear. In other words, they should be pushing us towards righteousness, not towards unrighteousness. So we have a long ways to go. I think all of us do. And this is challenging, to have a reverence for government, especially when there's corruption that prevails in the government so much. It can be very easy to be disrespectful of that. And more on that tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have given us an institution to punish evil in our society and in our culture. Lord, go before us in all things, God. Surround us. Can we have a reverence of you, God? Can we have a holy awe of you, God? Can we be fearful of you, knowing that we will give an account? And Lord, we know that it's only by your grace through faith that we can come in by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ and be justified. God, we also recognize that you've given us government, in our case, a constitutional republic, and that government is to punish evil and praise good. Would you help our elected officials to stand for what is right in the way that you define right or righteousness? Would you help them to have the word of God be at the center of each and every one of their decisions, God? Go before them this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.